There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Off and running here early on a Monday morning. Yeah, we're live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Busy 3 hours lined up. Jeff Davis from Circa Sports, where we broadcast from every single day on the NHL and the Stanley Cup Final and the U.S. Open this week. And David Thorpe in 2 hours on the NBA Finals, which is where we are going to begin today and spend a lot of time on the show talking about this gigantic game number 5 tonight back in San Francisco between the Warriors and the Celtics. And right now, Paulie, at Bet Rivers, Golden State favored by 4. Your total is 212. Every game, can you believe this? So far, every game in the finals has been decided by at least 10 points. Every game. I did not actually even realize that until I read the game recap from Friday night. And I have to be honest, like betting this stuff, I mean, like situational betting with the games, more, you know, Boston great off of a loss, Tatum great off of a loss. I have no idea what's going to happen tonight.
Yep.
I have no clue.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in-play wagering is the best way to look at this game.
I wouldn't be surprised if the road team wins the next 3. To close it out. Boston, been unbelievable off a loss going back since January. 7-0 straight up in ATS in the playoffs. Golden State's been great off a loss. But Friday's performance was like Jordan and LeBron. For a guy to take over like that, this series is tied at 2, and he's been Superman, but he's not getting any help from his teammates.
Yeah, Freak. Remember Freak last year, too.
Yeah, you're right.
Same thing.
I mean, Clay's shooting 34% from 3. Looney's been great, at least when he's on the floor. They're plus 46, but Looney's not going to score. Draymond Green can't make a shot, shouldn't be shooting, and here we are tied at 2. And part of the reason I picked Golden State to win this series was experience in the finals and Boston horrendous this year in crunch time and clutch moments. And that's what got him in game 4 and 123-0. With the finals game experience and the fact that they had won, now it's 27, but going into this, they had won 26 series in a row where they at least got a road game, and
yep,
they did it again.
But okay,
this is going to be one. If they lose this series, it's going to be one that got away. I mean, how do you explain this? They're 10-8 in the playoffs since the Nets series. That's number one. Number two, they have a losing record at home since the Nets series. In the playoffs. They're so good on the road, it doesn't make any sense.
It's now back-to-back-to-back 7-game series where the Celtics are making this unnecessarily difficult.
Correct.
Well said. You need to give some credit to the other teams, clearly, and Curry was out of his mind again the other night. But no way, no how that should have been a seven-game series against the Heat.
No.
They screwed around. They gave away too many games. You're right. You don't know which team's going to show up on a certain, you know, game three at home. They'll put up a clunker. But to your point on the clutch numbers, and to remind people of this one more time, when you go back and look, when they were getting so hot and they were number one offensively and defensively for the long stretch in the regular season, they beat their opponents so decisively. 20 of the 28 wins down the stretch were by double digits, 15 by 20 points or more. They never really resolved their clutch issues. This is per NBA.com, John Schulman. They were just 4-5 in games that were within five in the last five over the final 11 weeks, scoring only 79 points on 90 clutch offensive possessions. That's 87.8 points per 100 possessions. Only the Knicks had a worse stretch in the clutch during that time.
Uh-huh.
And they finished the season with a record of 38-9 in non-clutch games, 13-22 in clutch games. That is the third biggest differential in that regard in the 26 years of clutch data. That's all you need to know.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And look what happened Friday. Why are you so bad in close games? Why? It also isn't so impressive that they just blew people out since January, what they were doing. But I don't know what to the – well, one thing, Tatum's killing them. Tatum had 2 points in the fourth quarter. He's shooting 27% on twos in the series. What's going on?
I don't get it.
He's killing them.
I really don't.
Absolutely killing them.
I do expect him to, I mean, I think he's going to bounce back tonight and have a nice game. His numbers after a loss so far in the playoffs have been awesome. But look at that again.
From
2-point range,
yep.
Everything is forced. And cool. I went back yesterday, Paulie, and I rewatched the second half of that game. They have a 5-point lead, you know, with 7 minutes to go.
Correct.
They scored 6 points in the final 6 minutes, and they were completely, a team in the NBA finals playing to go up 3-1 should not look this clueless in offense so often. It's mind-boggling.
Well, what is it? What do you think it is? Just not enough ball movement? Just going one-on-one?
I think that's a lot of it.
I mean, there's too many talented guys on this team, especially with the big two, where you are so bad in clutch time and you can't get anything going in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make any sense. This doesn't make sense either. They're 3-7 off a win since the first round.
Right.
Isn't it? You can't put anything together.
No.
You're right. Just look at the Miami series. You blow them out in game five on the road. You're a 9-point favorite at home to close them out, lose that. Then you're up 13 late. You blow that, and you win the game. But Butler has the great look that could have won it for him. I mean, they can still win the title. They're very much alive here. But this is very frustrating to watch, and the fact that they're the best team, but they might not win. And if they do lose, it's because of one guy. One guy's going to beat them here, and the guy's going Michael Jordan on him.
Yep. So he actually, Curry now has 25 threes after four games. That's the most in the history of the NBA Finals. And 7 times a player has had at least 15 through 4 games, he's done it 6 times. So, I mean, who else played well for them the other night? I thought Wiggins, and it was weird because he was missing some easy shots the way it felt. But when you look at the final box score, and again, when you rewatch it, like he came up with so many loose balls and so many rebounds and big spots in that game. He had 16 rebounds. I thought he was really good. Poole had some big moments in the third and fourth quarter in game number 4. But again, Draymond Green, it's so bad offensively with the guy.
Brian Windhorst had a great line because everyone's calling him Ben Simmons. Well, Ben Simmons won't shoot. Draymond Green shouldn't shoot.
Right.
How bad he's been. 4 points, 9 points, 2 points, and 2 points. His prop tonight for points is 6.5. And how about Kerr, which that takes a lot of guts to sub the guy out, offense, defense there. That takes a lot of guts for a guy who's won championships to say, no, I got to put you on the bench. I can't play.
They were all over that on the broadcast.
That's a hell of a job. And then, you know, to lease the start Porter, some people had a problem with it, but you have to stagger the minutes with Green and Looney because you can't have two, you know, you're playing 3-on-5 if both of those guys are on the floor on offense. But to start Porter and then the offense defense with Draymond Green because he's so bad offensively and Boston's not even going to remotely come close to guarding him.
No, and we knew that Steve Kerr was going to – we called it desperation after, like, game one. But we knew that he was going to eventually tinker with the lineups. Had to. It's been a wacky series, man.
It has been.
I mean, the Warriors blowing that 15-point late third-quarter lead in game one. The Celtics, again, they can't put anything together consistently. Up again by 5 points. It was just dreadful to watch again. The final 7 minutes, oh, my God. It was so bad. And now look at Curry's player prop tonight, 30.5 with the points. I said on Friday, I hate betting this guy under.
Oh, you can't. It's Friday. His points, rebounds, and assists were 39.5. Well, he gets 43 points. Flies over. He's gone over the threes. His three prop every game so far. And they jacked it up today. More on that coming up. But it's also, you've said this for years. He doesn't get a call.
It's really weird to watch.
He is a superstar and the best shooter of all time. And when the guy goes to the basket, no respect and can't get a call. And the fact that he's doing this against the number one defense and historically one of the best defenses we've seen going back since January.
Yeah.
How good they are. The degree of difficulty, there's only one guy who can beat him and it's hurting him. They're still sending guys at him nonstop, and he's shooting from the parking lot, and they still can't stop it.
That's why over the years it's been so frustrating for me. And look at his averages. I mean, 34, 6, and 4, and the shooting, 50, 49, and 85
right
now.
How about that? No, yes, that's in play. The guy can go 50, 40, and 90 for the series. Oh. That's in play against the number one defense. And Bob Valgaris tweeted this too. These other guys can't create their own shot. I mean, Clay, you got to come off a screen and help him out, right? And again, as I said, he's shooting 34% from three. These other Poole, Wiggins, I mean, this just shows you how deadly he is. And how great, look at this, playing largely with zero other players that can break down the D and create their own shot. These numbers are absurd. 137 points in 148 minutes. Lunacy.
And they have no answer for him. The best team with the Defensive Player of the Year has no answer for Steph Curry.
Yep.
Smallest guy in the court.
Yep. And I don't know if you tweeted this or we just talked about it off the air. If he's Superman again and they lose in seven, you have to consider him for finals MVP.
Oh, no, we'll get into that later on in the show.
I know, but you're right about
that.
You
have
that.
To.
They probably won't do it because they blew it years ago with LeBron and Iguodala. But if this guy's continued to put up, 31-6-5, 32-6-5, and he's not getting help and they lose in seven. Come on.
But also, he has clearly, I mean, with zero hesitation, been the best player on the court.
Yeah.
Like, nobody from the Boston side is even close. Again, Tatum is number two to win the MVP. What are we doing here? I've been saying it since game one.
Yeah.
Jaylen Brown is plus 550. Laughable.
Well, I think they'll bounce back because they've been so good off a loss, 7-0 straight up in ATS, and they're a better team on the road. If they win tonight, they tie the record. Most playoff wins on the road with that Rockets team. But Williams was banged up again in game four. Udoka said the extra rest helps him. But that's another thing I have to factor in and consider. And then, you're begging to get beat here. You're just begging for someone, a supporting cast member to go off. Maybe you get 22 out of Wiggins. Maybe Poole plays well. Clay still can do something. Maybe Green, crazier things have happened. Maybe Green knocks down from three. But when you screw around again and you blow that game at home, you should have a 3-1 series lead. Now anything can happen, and you're going to go back and look at this. And you were the best team all since January. And it's 2-2, and you might blow this series.
I will say this. If the Celtics win the game tonight, rest assured they're losing game number six at home.
Why?
Do you concur?
No, come on.
Oh, if they win this game tonight, I will be betting Golden State in game six. Actually, maybe I'll take a little slice of Golden State to win the series at that point.
We should get seven.
This is who they are.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll go out and win tonight, and they'll look great, and they'll come back, and they'll be a four-point favorite at home in game six, and they'll lose by a dozen. That's just, the first hour of Follow the Money is presented exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. I can't believe this, but a team in this spot, 72-0-2 ATS going back in the NBA Finals. Plus, again, Tatum, more on him off of a loss. The Celtics off of a loss. Huge Game 5 coming up tonight. This is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
The Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back. Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Game 5 coming up tonight, NBA Finals. Your big boy back in San Francisco. Warriors favored by 4. Total is 212 this morning at Bet Rivers. How about this tweet from Ralph Michaels, who's been in this racket for a long, long time? He tweeted this out on Saturday morning, and there's the whole game log with the closing number and everything. A reminder that in the finals, when the spread is 6 or less, as he tweeted, the team that wins is 72-0-2 ATS. Of the 74 teams, 42 were a favorite and covered, 29 were a dog that pulled the upset, and 3 were a pick'em.
How can that be?
I have no idea. The point spread has not mattered a single time going back the last 74 times when the point spread is within 6.
I can't believe what I'm watching. You know, you said it earlier, 4 blowouts. Boston has 97 and 88 points in the 2 losses. You know, where's the physicality in this size? They got beat by 13 on the boards in the last game. And the other thing we touched on before the series started, will you stop with the turnovers? My God, you can't just, it's one thing to turn the ball over, but they can't be stupid passes that lead to easy baskets the other way. It's the NBA Finals. You can't just give team points. And that's what they've been doing.
It's so frustrating.
So they had 15 turnovers again Friday night. But a lot of them, again, led to Golden State points, easy baskets, layups, bombs away from three, whatever. So they got to cut that out, too. But they get beat on the boards like that. And then what happened again with the turnovers? Ridiculous.
I love that report that came out after Game 3 when, again, this was on Twitter, a guy who was there covering the game said Udoka pulled him aside and said, look, when are you guys going to stop playing like a-holes?
Yeah.
And yeah. It took off. There's no doubt that he destroyed them after the game because that's how they played again down the stretch in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
So, on full attention here tonight, obviously, for the game. You can't be screwing around. But will it happen? Who the hell knows?
I got two other things for you. How about Warriors third quarter again? 4-0.
That was by default. Had to bet it again.
Yep.
They were laying a half a point
smoked
in game
them.
4.
Yep. Smoked. Now, the thing that could get Golden State is these non-Curry minutes, which continue to be a disaster. But in the series, Golden State 4-0 ATS in the third quarter, and every first quarter has gone over. That was a miracle in game
3. Oh, that was
vicious beat. More on that coming up. But they dropped it. They lowered it to 52.5 tonight. Every first quarter's gone over. So that's in play, too.
And it was 54.5 in
game
4.
Yeah. You have that.
Interesting. Okay.
Curry is $1.40 to have the most points tonight at Bet Rivers. He's been the leading scorer in every game. 34, 29, 31, and 43. He's only $1.40. I mean, you figure he'd get 31 on accident, what he's done so far.
Yeah, can anybody else score 30 points in this game?
Yeah.
That's probably what it's going to take to beat him.
Yeah.
A minimum of 30. You got to be in that range.
And that's if you don't want a Tatum or Curry, the prices on the other guys are huge. Huge prices.
What's Jaylen Brown?
He's 6-1.
Okay.
But that's
that's a healthy return.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's right. That's the other thing about who else could go off in this series other than the big three with Tatum, Brown, or Curry. I just don't see it.
Curry's point prop again tonight is 30.5. That's the number, up from 29.5 in Game 4. And now, so this whole angle of the Celtics off of a loss, Jason Tatum off of a loss, his numbers have been spectacular, averaging more than 30 points per game. In fact, in this situation in the playoffs, his points prop tonight is 26.5 over is the favorite. Is he going to go to 27, 28 points tonight, Jason Tatum? I mean, so far, so good in the playoffs, in this spot, right? Where they've been automatic, Paulie.
Yeah, the team, yes. I mean, I don't know about Tatum. I mean, the fact that he's 27% on twos, and then he's got the bad shoulder as well, and can't finish at the rim. But can Curry keep doing this? Can he do this for 7 games?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Ah.
Yes, he can. I'm very intrigued by this. If he plays like this and they lose a close game in Game 7, he must be the MVP. Yeah. I am adamant about this.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. I have to. No doubt about it. The other thing is, though, he's had a couple stinkers in his career, though, in the finals. I mean, you think it, and I wouldn't think Golden State would have a chance if he's just average. If he's just average.
Oh, that's the thing, right?
These other guys haven't done anything.
If he throws up a clunker, what's a realistic clunker for him tonight? 20 points on 8 of 23 from the floor? The Celtics have to win that game.
Yeah.
And they got to blow him out. Again, Tatum after a win, 23 points. 39% from the floor, 37 from three, they're 6-8. After a loss, more than 30 points per game, almost 8 rebounds, 48 from the floor, 42% from three, they're 7-0 with the record overall. So this is Steph Curry, again, the MVP at this point, telling the media Boston doesn't usually lose 2 games in a row.
For us to be successful and win 2 more games, it comes down to the way that we defend, the way that we bring intensity, especially the start games, understanding how they respond after losses. That was one of the big points in the series. 2 great teams, they know how to respond, they know how to win in other people's buildings. We've shown that, they've shown that, and we have to be ready for that response and hopefully, you know, throw the first punch tomorrow. Whatever adjustment that means is going to be a part of it, but is secondary to just the effort and intensity and physicality that we need to have, knowing that's their calling card. That's how they, you know, try to force success when they're coming off a loss.
And they are 10-1 at home in the playoffs, Golden State. But he's right. Boston went there and got game one.
Sure.
In that crazy fourth quarter. Also, what it does for the defense. I mean, when you're shooting that far out, and how it can free up everybody else, or the fact they can just go by you because you have to come out so far on him, and he can just go by you and lay it in, even though he can't get calls. But to think he can do 50% from the field, 40% from three, and 90% from the line in the series against an all-time great defense. I'm speechless.
You're a big legacy guy.
Yes, I am.
Okay, so, and we get this every single year on the NBA Finals, regardless of who is playing. There's a lot of talk right now of where he would rank all time. I honestly don't care. You could tell me he's top 5, I'd buy it. If you want to say he's out of the top 25, I think you're an idiot, whatever. Who cares? Where would you put him? Does it matter to you?
Well, people said to cement the legacy, he needed a Finals MVP. I thought that was big. I thought, but he's an all-time great. Is he top 20, top 10 all time? That's a tough question. He certainly changed the game.
There's no debate about that, yeah.
But he's the best. You know, the best I can do, he's the best shooter of all time. I mean, the degree of difficulty and where he's shooting from is historic, and we'll never see it again. But to consistently do this and where he's shooting from.
And somehow.
And what he does to the defense.
At this stage now, with his, you know, again, very small.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, and that size. And, right, not a big guy, can't get a call. And he's under 6'6", too.
Yeah, been in the league for a long, long time, and he's having his best finals performance. By the way, he's been in a lot of them. To your point, what you said earlier, what has bothered me over the years. A guy like this, who was going for his 4th NBA title, right? He was a 2-time MVP, the first ever consensus to win that award back in 2016. And he still doesn't get a lot of calls, and you watch a guy like James Harden, who gets every single call in the book. For doing this,
that's a good
herky
point.
Jerky crap from 40 feet out. Yeah. I'm like, this doesn't make any sense, NBA. You got to clean this up.
To rank him all time, I don't know, but he's all time great, no doubt about it. But the other thing is, a lot of people didn't see this coming. I mean, to go to Davidson, the T-Wolves passed on him twice. Oh, the Johnny Flynn thing.
Yeah, he
did. A hunt. I mean, to take Johnny Flynn over this guy.
Well, to go back-to-back point guards.
And then you were living there at the time, too, where there were questions about the ankle and could he stay healthy?
He couldn't at the time.
And forget about that now. But this is, I mean, if he can win another, if he can win another one with this supporting cast that hasn't helped him out, oh.
I can't believe this. In the finals so far, again, Steph has 137 points.
Yep.
He's shooting 50%. The Warriors starters, 176 points, 39% from the floor. I mean, this is, again, like Giannis did this last year with the Bucks. He just put the team on his back and said, let's ride.
Yep.
And we're seeing this again right now with Steph Curry.
And think about this. He has one guy in Looney who's just a lunch pail guy and he'll put back the misses. That's where he gets his offense from. And then you got another guy who can't shoot, is afraid to shoot, and Draymond Green.
Yep.
I mean, think about that. He has four combined points in the last two games.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
6.5 tonight, right?
And they're trotting him out there for a lot of minutes every single night. I you know, it's tough to bet under 6.5 with him because he could get garbage stuff down low.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Could lay it in as a foul something. But he's had 4, 9, 2, and 2. He's gone over his points, rebounds, and assists in every game.
You know, he at least used to be a threat.
Yeah.
A guy who could give you something.
I know. He could shoot. You're right. U.S. Open begins Thursday. Can't wait. And Bet Rivers is giving you extra reasons to tune in and play. Log in each day of the U.S. Open. Receive a free profit boost to power up your tournament bet. Every round, a new boost for you to use before the round starts or while your players are on the course. Make your U.S. Open bets every day and get an extra boost while doing it at Bet Rivers. Go to the Bet Rivers app or visit BetRivers.com. Sunday could be, how about Sunday? You could have the final round of the U.S. Open and Game 7 at its Father's Day.
So we're hoping
all that coming up. Up next, we'll get to win-lose. Eclectic mix as always. We'll run down everything. The double-doubles finally cashed. What happened Friday in the NBA, the Lightning and Vasilevsky do it again, but we had not one but two 30-1 shots in the UFC cash. I'll fill you in and tell you what that was coming up next on Follow the Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome back. Heat up your lineup with the FootJoy Tee Off Challenge. Join two fantasy golf contests to compete for your share of $10,000 in total cash prizes. While the world's best golfers tee off, head to DraftKings.com/FootJoy to join the action. FootJoy, the number one shoe and glove in golf. DraftKings.com for details.
Well, Pauly, what a weekend it was for the Pinstripers. This season, the 2022 year for New York, is something special. Through June 12th now, to have this record and to have this many individual players playing this well and to be taking teams out in a body bag, which is what they did yesterday, 18-4 to the Cubs. Look at that mark overall, 44-16, and every number on the future board now is just basically unbettable. World Series odds, unless you still think 5-1 is worth it, which, by the way, it still might be because they're so good with, you know, Judge now hitting top of the lineup. If he stays healthy, he's the biggest talking point of the year. The starting pitching again, although Taillon, a little shaky here last couple of starts, but off day today, I will tell you that the next 13 games, very difficult closing out June. They get Tampa at Toronto, at Tampa for three more, and Houston coming up at home. That's their next 13 games. But a couple of tweets to get to. Going into Sunday morning, this is from Katie Sharp, the Yankees had a +113 run differential. The ninth time in franchise history, they've had a run differential of 113 or better through 59 games. They won the World Series in each of the previous eight seasons. It happened that after the game finished yesterday, again 18-4 over the Cubbies, seventh team in the World Series era since 1903 with at least 44 wins and a +127 run differential or better in the first 60 games. Going back, every other team that did this also won the World Series. They are awesome.
Yep. Yep, and I thought 350 to win the division's too short. Although that'll really take off if they do well or just survive and play 500 ball in this stretch coming up. And Judge, I mean, this is, you're in Ruth and Mantle territory with this many home runs and this amount of games, what he's done.
Mm-hmm.
So it was plus 120 to lead the league in home runs on Friday. Judge against the field, and now it's $1.20, minus 120
range. Yep.
After what he did. But the only tweet, he would finish the season at his current pace with 66 home runs, 132 RBIs, 137 runs, and his swing and miss rate the lowest of his career.
Look at that.
Huh.
It's amazing. And overall in the American League, first in home runs, first in total bases, in slugging, OPS, OPS plus, in WAR, second in RBIs, third in extra base hits. Like all of those key numbers, he ranks first, second, third, basically in every single one of them. And so some of the numbers over the weekend, they were all switching, like you just talked about with him, to lead the league in home runs. Well, the MVP is down to like plus 140. And again,
yeah,
if he stays healthy and plays out the year on this pace, it's not going to be Ohtani. It's going to be Judge to win the MVP. And there is a prop, first of all, again, you brought these up, I think it was on Friday, at William Hill here in Las Vegas, and I'm sure at every state where William Hill can be found, the number on Judge to win the MVP and the Yankees to win the World Series, it was 12-1. So if you do a correlated parlay, but most books will not let you parlay the MVP and the World Series winner. Hell, like zero of them, maybe one or two. So it's going to be difficult to find this bet. It actually equates to like plus 1340. It's been bet down to 10-1 for him to win the MVP and the Yankees to win the World Series. And I'll throw one out you. I did not bet that, but here's one that I did bet. And it also, it ties into, you know, Walker Buehler now getting injured. He's going to miss 6 to 8 weeks at least. That's the number that they were throwing around last night.
You figured something was wrong. Back-to-back rough starts.
Yep. So the Dodgers for a long time were around, you know, plus 120 or even money in that neighborhood to lead the league in wins. Again, that's at William Hill. And for a long time, the Yankees were at plus 250. And I sat there and I thought about it for a long time and I never made the bet. And then the Buehler news came out. And by the time I got to the bet, it was plus 180. But you factor in that pitcher missing 2 months and the Dodgers probably being their stiffest competition to win the most games in baseball. I did fire at plus 180 yesterday on the Yankees. And by the way, their updated win total is 101.5.
Yep.
It's at least 3 games higher than any other team in the league. So all of that now is going for this team and just everything about it with Judge playing like this with his pace.
That's a good bet.
Most wins?
Yes.
I think they're going to win 100, 101, 102. Will anybody top that? I don't think so.
There's something off with the Dodgers and how they struggled to get San Francisco and
I would agree.
Kershaw coming back from the injury, the Buehler business, as you said, not to mention you have to go against the Padres. And, yeah, I think that's a good bet.
How about this? I mean, this, I think, another thing that tells you exactly how it's going this year for the Yankees, they picked up Matt Carpenter, who was bagging groceries.
Yep.
And he's having runs, 7 RBIs yesterday. He's crushing it right now.
Yeah.
Like, every move they're making is just smelling up, you know, turning up roses here.
The guy for the Cubs over the weekend gave up 6 home runs. The second pitcher in history to allow 6 solo home runs in a game. Sloppy Thurston did it, 1932.
Oh, good old Sloppy Thurston.
Sloppy, yeah.
I had his rookie card.
Yeah.
think about this again. This is how their luck, call it whatever you want, is running. That start by Gerrit Cole last week. He allowed 5 home runs to the Twins, blasted. They covered the run line.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's the bullpen, and they're better off without Chapman. The bullpen is absolutely lights out. They got like 3 or 4 guys that come in. Okay, you're not going to touch him. And when they're getting this for the most part from the starting pitching, and will they make moves at the deadline? We know this. Like the other team in New York, they're not going to challenge the Yankees for the best record. Again, the injuries, I think, it's coming back to the pack a little bit. But we know that team in New York across from, you know, the Yankees, they will make moves before the deadline because Cohen evidently is going to do whatever he can to add as many guys as possible to win a World Series. So
I'm blown away by what he's doing. I'm blown away. You're in Mantle and Ruth territory. The other Katie Sharp tweet, 24 home runs, first 59 games. Judge, Mantle in 56, the Babe in 21, 28, and 30. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's scary, and what he's doing.
Even in that division, with so many good teams, and it's looking like there's a real possibility here that all four teams are going to make the playoffs, which, again, I have not seen a prop on that yet.
Right.
But it's getting, like, this thing with the Guardians tracking down the Twins could be real, because look what happened to the White Sox yesterday. Kopech injured, and he was having a really good start to the season.
The Guardians are tied in the loss column with the Twins.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, they were 12-1 to win the division. And still, I think it's Bet Rivers. But they still have the White Sox favored to win the division. It's like you're in third place. They're chanting "Fire La Russa" during the game. And what is it now? Four games under 500?
Oh, the struggle is real.
Yeah, I know. And the minus 56 run, where is it? Yeah, four games under 500, six games out, minus 56 run differential. I mean, this is who they are. I mean, we're 60 games in here now.
Here is the good news. Lance Lynn is coming back, activated from the IL, and Tim Anderson started a minor league rehab assignment, and he is, you know, the catalyst to that offense. So they need to get him back, and now with Lynn coming back, that can only help, obviously. But then, you know, it's like you're adding Lynn. Okay, great, but you just lost Kopech for a little while.
Yeah. At William Hill, updated, their wins total is 82.5.
Is that right?
Yep, that has moved big time. It wasn't that long ago the Angels were 91. Well, you have that run, and now they're 80 down to 81.5.
How about the reverse luck for ESPN last night? You have the Mets and Angels on Sunday Night Baseball, and it's announced like a little while before the game. You get the rosters and the lineups. Yeah, Ohtani's taking the night off.
Yeah, bad beat.
So everybody trying to tune in for him. By the way, that number moved at William Hill on will an Angel win the MVP? What'd they open, plus 225?
Yes.
I think I saw plus 285.
Yep.
Yeah. As of yesterday.
This is great that they added all this, updating this on a regular basis. Because we've been asking for the yes-no playoff stuff.
Uh-huh.
And it's hard to find it. William Hill finally reposted it, too. After their great weekend, the Giants are now minus 160. Yes. Boston's minus 120. The White Sox are still $1.80. The Rays minus 320, Cleveland's plus 370, the Phillies plus 165. San Diego's 1-11.
Wait, so
what they have, but that's
the White Sox are minus 180 to make the playoffs?
Yeah, and the total's 82.5.
What's the no?
I'll look at it right now.
It's got to be, you know, I'm thinking plus 150 is what they're going to offer on that.
Probably.
Their win total's 82.5 and they're minus 180 to make the playoffs? That's not correlated at all. Like, they have a lot of
82.5 for the wins.
Okay, yeah.
Yep.
They got a lot of lumber here. Start chopping.
Plus 160.
Plus 160. Okay, so that's a better split than I thought then. Okay.
Yep.
I'm going to probably bet that today during the show or after the show. Plus 160 to miss? You need to think about it here a little bit longer.
Your Reds are back up to 68.5.
I saw that, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Sorry, yeah.
It's going to be close.
Yep.
It's going to be close. I don't think they fly over it, but if I win it, I think it's going to come down to the very, like last week. I think it's because I have under 67. And I do think it's, if that's a sweat, it's to the losing side.
It's a fun season.
Yeah.
We're off to a great start. The Yankee business, the streaks, Atlanta, Philly, the Angels losing all those games. But what? Milwaukee? The Cardinals are in front. You called that? I'm not saying it's not over, but I'm just from a betting standpoint.
Oh, the numbers move dramatically, too.
Cardinals are in first place now.
Yep. So up next, I will tell you about a team that I added 100-1 on a future bet to my portfolio over the weekend. And if you haven't gotten down on a different team to win their division, it's pretty much now or never. Details on that coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data. Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? The betting split page is updated every 10 minutes. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits, another way VSiN's here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com.
All right, feel free to mock me if you would like. It's a 100-to-1 shot. It's definitely going to take a lot to get there. But here's the team that I bet over the weekend. It's a pennant bet. I bet on the Marlins at 100-to-1 to win the National League. I'll give you some reasons why.
Okay.
They are 8-15 in one-run games. They've had a lot of bad luck. Their expected record is 31-27. They're 27-30 overall. They're 5.5 games out of the wild card right now. But again, I think the issues for the Brewers could be a season-long thing. Mike Palm told me, host here at Circa, host on VSiN, well, VP of Circa, host on VSiN, told me he thinks the Brewers quit on council.
Oh!
During their 8-game losing streak.
Wow.
So I think there might be something wrong with Corbin Burns. His numbers overall, like velocity, spin rate for sure, not the same as what it was to begin the year. And I'll look, I hope it doesn't happen, but look what happened to Walker Buehler. Oh, something's really wrong here. Yep, no doubt. He's going to miss 6 to 8 weeks. The Marlins overall, the highest WAR in all of Major League Baseball per baseballreference.com. Sandy Alcantara is number one. He's tied with Tommy Edman with St. Louis. Every single player in Major League Baseball, position player, pitcher, whatever. WAR for pitchers at Baseball Reference. Alcantara is number one. His teammate, Pablo Lopez, is number two. So Trevor Rogers has had a bad stretch of the season. He's had like 3 quality starts. But if he can get back to his form that he had over the last couple of years, that will be a 1-2-3. I think maybe they recently found something in their bullpen with a new closer. And I actually like the individual talent that they have in their lineup from, you know, maybe not all of 1 through 9, but they got some serious guys in that lineup. I will say this. I'm a little bit concerned. They had a players-only meeting last week. They went for like 90 minutes. I think it was about Jazz Chisholm.
And some 90 of the report, minutes?
Some of the reports came out like the veterans on the team maybe don't like the guy. So, again, maybe some concern there. But their schedule coming up also, they get 3 at Philadelphia, 4 against the Mets this week. Going to be a tough week for sure. Here's my thinking on this, though. I don't think the Giants are a shoo-in to make the playoffs. Paul, I'm telling you, all I have to do is get this team to sneak into the wild card. And if I can get Alcantara to pitch that wild card game, or you know what, if it shakes out that he's got to pitch the final day of the regular season, they got to go to Lopez, I'm fine with that against pretty much any other team. I'll take my chances with Alcantara or Lopez in the wild card. You can come back with the other guy in game one of the next series. You have those two dudes at the top of the rotation with a pretty decent lineup, and appears right now like the back end of that, who knows, I could be totally jinxing this with the back end of the bullpen. They maybe have it figured out a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's a best of three now, but the start, yeah. But still, that's a big ask because now you got to worry about the Phillies.
I'd actually like it better if it's a best of three. I got to go back and check the rules. You're right, bad job by me.
But
if I can get those two guys in two games out of the first three, sign me up.
Well, and then you have the Atlanta winning streak too, which it's only the second time I've ever called a winning streak in my life. It was when the listeners pointed out years ago that look at Cleveland's schedule. It was so easy.
Uh-huh.
But there was the same thing with Atlanta. And you might laugh and say, yeah, but listen, the Pirates are 5-1 against the Dodgers. So they just swept Pittsburgh in a four-game set. During the 11-game winning streak, they covered the run line in 10 of them. Okay? So this is fantastic here. And I've had them the whole way with the Braves. I started betting them in the Arizona series, and they lost a couple games and lost that series. But finally, the bats have come alive. They've won 11 in a row. You got to play them again today against the Nationals. Anderson's $1.50. Nationals ERA atrocious, the bullpen atrocious, but they're playing with a ton of confidence. Now it'll flip with the and it leads down to 5.5. And you could have had the Braves 4-1 to win the division last week.
Oh, they were still plus 350 yesterday.
Yep, but that's way too high. I know they're getting these guys back, but come on, it's still the pedigree with the Braves. New York will face that easy schedule in September, but Atlanta still has an incredible 15 left head to head against the Mets.
Sure.
So I mean, this is. Great job by the Braves turning this around. And most of them during this winning streak, blowouts.
That's the team I was talking about before the break. It's now or never. It's like basically today or maybe tomorrow. And if you shop around, you can still probably find a 3-1. But I think the 350 that was out there yesterday is gone. And certainly I think the $4 is definitely going to be gone in the Braves. I would still say $3 would be worth a bet. But by the way, here is that Mets schedule in September. How does this happen? They get 7 against Pittsburgh? How does a team from the East get a team from the Central 7 times in September?
Well, how do you still have 15 left head-to-head against so many of your rivals? I mean,
So 7 against Pittsburgh, 6 against Washington, 6 against Miami, 3 against Atlanta in September, 3 against the Cubs, 3 against Oakland. Overall, that's a very, you know, doable schedule. One thing I will point out about the Marlins, MLB.com, 15-7 against the National League East. That's pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm. Got the Phillies at the right time, I imagine, during that stretch. Mets having a hell of a year, and you're going to get these guys back. It's supposed to be soon for DeGrom, but they're still winning with these guys out. Incredible job by Showalter.
And I would say this to add on to, you know, betting the Braves right now and tying in this Mets schedule, because they're going to, like, you're spot on. Scherzer, DeGrom coming back. So if the Braves overtake the Mets and the numbers change, obviously, in the division, you can, if you're all, you know, if you want to monetize your bets and lock in profits, at some point, the Mets at even money or maybe even some plus money is a real possibility. And then when that easy schedule is there, you could see them. You know, that might make some sense at that point to jump in and say, yeah, I'm going to lock it in right now because they have this easy schedule coming up, and so we're going to take off again.
And they did. They also did. They survived the road trip. They went to L.A. for 4. They had 3 in San Diego and 3 in Anaheim, and they won that series. So
that
now
is not an easy road trip.
You know, and you look back 2 weeks ago, it was tough. Now you got now the Brewers are playing terrible baseball, and now they get them tomorrow with that series that starts.
Mm-hmm.
So they're catching teams at the right time. They caught the Angels at the right time, and they're catching the Brewers at the right time.
I would love to see Alcantara go out there today against the Phillies and Nola and go like 8 1/3, strike out 12, give up like 2 hits. And the Marlins get out of there with a 2-0 win because of, I also have him to win the Cy Young at 18-1.
Finally, 3 in a row for Nola after getting off to that slow start. But that's crazy what the Phillies have done. I mean, the new manager, what he started, 8-0, 9-0, third guy since 1900 to accomplish that. And they finally lost yesterday to get out of the gates and how well they played.
How about these numbers we talked about it last week, Manoa at home for the Blue Jays.
Look at that now.
He's basically like the best pitcher in baseball when he's at home.
I saw him 330.
Well, you know he's going to be a huge number against the Orioles today. But at home, he allows nothing. So, and this team is getting it together, though, right now. They're coming together again.
Yep.
Bats are coming around.
Called that Friday, the blowout win.
Yep. I think I said that had 10-2 written all over it. It was 10-1 final score. Right. I'll never come close to that again. But, you know, Hernandez starting to hit once in a while. But here we go with Bo Bichette coming on. Vlad hit his 14th home run. So they are really starting to put it together, putting it together right now in Toronto as well. And look at that. Just a huge favorite today, though, against Baltimore.
A little concerned about the Astros, which I know this is going to play a role where it's like, okay, we have a 10-game lead. The Angels have lost 14 in a row. Who's going to catch us? But they have not played well lately. And it's down to 8, and Texas has been a pleasant surprise. And Javier's going today, and they're $1.60 on the road. Now, they got the big one with Verlander yesterday and covered the run line. But, you know, Seattle's played them tough lately. They lost a couple games in that series going back this weekend. But I guess human nature is to say we have a 9-game lead. We can relax a little bit here.
That was a bad defensive game for the Astros. Would they have 3 or 4 errors, I think, in the game? So Verlander allowed 4 runs, but I think none of them were earned. And that was a 5-4 game at one point because of the errors.
Yeah.
He did allow a 2-run shot there to make it 5-4, but I think they had consecutive errors in that inning. So all of a sudden, a 5-1 game turned into 5-4 and squeaky bum time, but then their offense exploded as well. Who would be the biggest threat in that division?
I still be the Angels, I guess, because of who they have with Trout and Ohtani. But Texas keeps winning. I mean, to be around 500,
John Gray, 10 strikeouts.
Yeah, I give it. Seattle's like Chicago. I'm giving up. I'm giving up on it.
Did you hear what Joe Maddon did last week?
Get the Mohawk.
Yeah, to build like camaraderie, some chemistry within the team.
Yeah.
Goes out and gets a Mohawk later that day. Yeah, you can't.
He couldn't even show it off. That's a bad beat all the way around.
68 years old.
Gets the new haircut. Look what I did, guys, right? Yeah. I never saw him. They never even saw him. He got whacked.
I'm one of the guys. Come on. You want to go out there and play for this tonight? For this Mohawk?
What took so long? Why didn't you get it earlier?
No kidding,
why didn't you
right?
wait till it was that long to get it done?
Desperation after, what was it, 10 games at the time on the losing streak? All right, up next, we'll look at player props for Game 5 of the NBA Finals. He has remarkable numbers off of a loss, and his player prop tonight is high, but does he go over yet again? We'll run it all down for you coming up here and Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The Sports Betting Network.
U.S. Open begins Thursday. BetRivers giving you extra reasons to tune in and play. Log in each day of the U.S. Open. Receive a free profit boost to power up your tournament bet. Every round a new boost for you to use before the round starts or while the players are on the course. See the site for details and make your U.S. Open bets every day. Get the extra boost while doing it at BetRivers. Go to the BetRivers app or visit BetRivers.com. Too bad we're not in New England for this one. Excited for, well, again, what Sunday could be? Game 7 in the U.S. Open to start the day, final round.
Oh, man. Actually, the game on Friday night would have been the game to be at.
Yeah. Perfect storm.
I mean, actually, to be
9 there, o'clock start Friday night.
Come on.
You don't have to get up early.
Looped up to the gills.
Get that, yeah.
Yeah. So tonight, I don't have a bet on this game pregame. Again, you could convince me of anything happening tonight.
Oh, sure. Not only tonight, the rest of the series. I mean, it's just Boston can tie the record for road wins. Golden State's 10-1 at home. We haven't had a close game when you look at it. But, you know, one thing, too. Draymond Green is plus 185 to make a three. Plus 185 to make one. But he's a lot like Westbrook. Why'd the Lakers miss the playoffs? Westbrook. It's like, well, look what I've done in this league. That was a long time ago.
You can't
shoot. But this guy has also had a long career and won championships and has made some shots. But that's the other, like, that's got to mess with your head when it's like, okay, go ahead. We're not even close to you.
Well,
go ahead. Do whatever you want.
It's a good point.
Also, if he can make one or two, though, to start. But it was like, I love what Brian Windhorst said, because people are calling him Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons won't shoot. Draymond shouldn't shoot.
Yeah, correct.
But and then he's like, the season's on the line, and Kerr goes, I can't play it. You're on the bench. But it pissed him off and fired him up and then subbed him out. Offense, defense. But what did we say before the series started? Some keys. Experience, right? 123 to nothing. Finals game experience. Clutch time. Boston second worst in the league. Game four was a horror show. Turnovers. Both teams, but especially Boston.
Yep, yep.
If you take care of the ball, you're, what, 13-2, 14-2 now in the playoffs. Under 15 turnovers. And this Golden State third quarter business. Again, 4-0.
That's huge. Sure.
That's what's played a big
again,
part
like,
so far.
But the clutch is actually, it's worse than what you just said, because actually, when you factor in everything from the regular season, they have it, the non-clutch compared to the clutch, it's the third biggest differential in the last 26 years. And that's, it only the data only goes back 26 years. That's it.
Yeah.
So it's the third, they blow it, when they win, they blow teams out. But when it's a close game, they have no idea what to do. Again, they scored 6 points in the final 7 minutes of that game on Friday night. Up by 5 points. How do you... It's 91-86 and you lose 107-97. That should never, ever happen. And so, like, I watch the Celtics team in this series and I see, you know, flow to the offense and I see good ball movement and I see everybody involved and, hey, there's another open three for Horford, or here's Jaylen Brown, and we work it around that, making that extra pass. And then they get big leads, and then all of a sudden it converts into all one-on-one, and I'm forcing up 25-footers right now, the guy in my face, and I'm going to take you off the dribble and get to the rack, and the bad passing, the turnovers. I don't know how, it's like two movies inside one. Like, I'm watching something that's so beautiful for you know, 20 minutes, and then the next 20 minutes, I'm like, what happened? Where did that beautiful basketball go that was just up by 15 points?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
97 and 88 points in the two losses. Killed on the boards in the last game. That was another one. Doesn't make any sense. Use your size. What happened to that?
Right.
And then it comes down to Williams, too. He left. He went to the bench late in game four, didn't come back. Udoka said the game off is going to help him, but you'll see how he moves around today. But it's just, you're right, nothing would surprise me tonight. I just hope we get a seven-game series, but and at least a close game tonight. But this they've been money off a loss in the playoffs and back since late January. They have one loss. One time they lost back-to-back games, and they sat people. So 7-0 straight up in ATS in the playoffs off a loss. But none of this makes sense. And it's also why it's so frustrating if you're rooting for this team or you have a bet on them. They're 10-8 since the first round overall. They're 4-5 at home since the Nets series. They're 3-7 off a win since the Nets series. What? You're the best team in the league.
Yeah.
You're the number one offense and defense since January. What's going on here? Mm-hmm. Doesn't make any sense. But better on the road than they are at home. So Celtics by 15 tonight wouldn't surprise me.
And then they go back home.
And they vomit on themselves.
And they're going to be a four-point favorite, and the Warriors win by 10. Okay.
Yeah.
After a loss, Jason Tatum, 30.1 points per game in the playoffs so far compared to 23 after a win. After a loss, 7.7 rebounds compared to 6.4. He shoots 48% from the field after a loss. The threes, 42-plus percent, and they're 7-0 again. And it's all correlated. He plays well. The team plays well, and they win after a loss.
And assist. I think they've won every game where he has more than 8 assists, too, in the playoffs.
Okay.
That's another one, getting people involved.
He had a double-double the other night. He is, plus 240 range, I believe, for double-double in this game?
Yep. Run it down. Curry's up to 5.5 now. They've adjusted his three prop. He's at 7, 6, 5, and 7. So he's gone over every game. He's been the leading scorer in all four games. He's $1.40 tonight.
There's nothing worse to me than betting Steph Curry unders.
You can't do
when,
it.
When you watch the games, you're just pulling your hair out.
Yep. I like Williams under 7.5 again. Largest lead under 17.5. I lean Poole under 12.5. I don't know what to do with Clay. 19.5.
No, you don't touch
one break.
It.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think you touch it.
His 3.5 made threes. That's another one you can't, because he's going to get so many looks, so many opportunities. That's another tough one to bet.
Don't we wait one more game for Game 6 Clay
game
to
six
show
Clay.
Up? Because he's going to be watching that on YouTube for the next week. So
Green is 8 here at Circa. He's 6.5 at Bet Rivers.
Ooh, 8 might be worth an underplay here then. He is 8 here?
He's 8 here. It's minus 130. Tatum 3's is 3.5. Brown's 2.5. Game three, Brown went over in the first quarter. Combined threes, 29.5 at William Hill.
I
can't believe the first quarter total is only 52.5.
You know, and I'm probably going to piggyback you on that.
They've been coming out on fire. We've had a couple 60-point first quarters.
Yep.
Out of the gates with these two.
Give me an other tonight on the Celtics. Remember, on the
road.
On the road, you think he's going to be okay?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
He had 16 the other night. He was really good. I don't know what we're going to get from Al Horford. If you tell me right now that he's going to put up 20-7 and be a huge factor, I'd be like, okay. You could also tell me he's going to put up 4-5, and I'd be like, I'll buy that as well. Will Grant Williams make a three? It's minus 160. He's one.
He thinks he's hot. Hot bleep. He'll shoot.
And Marcus Smart again cannot be taking this many
18 shots.
Too many.
Too much. And the stupid turnovers.
Agreed.
It's silly.
That's
one thing to turn the ball over. It's another thing where it just you give it to him and it leads to a layup or dunk the other way.
Right.
Wiggins was phenomenal in the last game, especially on the boards.
He was really good.
That's a luxury to have him. Green has gone under all four games, points, rebounds, and assists prop.
That's 21.5 again tonight.
He has 4 points in the last two games. I mean, think about that.
He's due, Paul.
Oh, my God.
No, eighth boy. He needs 9 points to beat me if I bet that prop under. I don't know about that. They'll give him the threes. Watch. I'll bet that under, and he'll make two threes.
The other
in the
one,
first
too. Who's on the game? I tweeted that, too. The guy who was on game four, the Celtics had won 15 of 16. Eric Lewis or somebody? But it didn't work out. So we'll see. You know, he was waiting in the wings for game seven.
Oh, there's no question.
Well, you can't. Well, I guess you don't. Maybe six.
Game six.
Well, you got to use them game six. Can't extend. Can't use the extender in a game seven. Defeats the purpose.
By the way, that's if the Warriors lose tonight.
Go extender.
Oh, Scott Foster is pretty much a lock to be on game six.
He's a road guy.
Yeah.
Favors the road team. Doesn't play into the antics of the crowd and doesn't let him. Oh, God. Juicy tonight, my friend. Can he do it again? Will he run out of gas? 43-10-4 last game for Curry. 31-4. 29-6-4. 34-5-5. What if he's just average?
Well, then they lose the game, and the Celtics are going to go back feeling pretty good about...
He can't do this, can he? Superman every game against this defense? Can't they get the best of him in one of these games?
They've had no answers so far.
Legacy series. I mean, it's just they keep going, LeBron territory here. Get on my back. I got you.
Yeah, they're going under screens.
Well, that's stupid, too.
Still.
Right, I don't know. Come on. He's got to take timeouts and scream at it. It's like, come on.
Guys. Oh, there's no question. Like, this is not on Udoka. You know that he's teaching them better than this and coaching them better than this. They're just not doing it.
Right.
They are absolutely hunting Al Horford on defense, by the way. Every time they get the basketball, like Curry, whoever it is, they try to switch. They try to create that problem. And then they go after him every single time. Get that step, bam, go to the hoop.
Thorpe was phenomenal today.
Oh, he was tremendous.
Even the point about Bielik, whatever his name is.
Yes.
Bielik, he's like, why are you going after that guy? Mm. He held his own in there. The guy, you go after Poole. He can't guard you.
Correct.
That's a guy you should be hunting. Mm. Another guy was hanging in there. He actually got some quality minutes he gave him in game four.
Throwaway comment. He said both teams last year in the finals better than each of these teams.
I agree with that.
So do I.
No doubt about it.
Yep.
I agree with that. Good luck, everyone.
Oh, man.
350 different ways to bet the game. At Bet Rivers.
Whoa. I think TV ratings tonight and betting handle across most sports books will be huge for this game. These two teams, ratings have been really, really good.
Can you imagine a game seven on Father's Day?
It'll be huge. Forget about it. Yep. Enjoy tonight. Back tomorrow, 7 Eastern. See you.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.